This is Kirsty Elber conducting my taped interview with Mr. John Webb of Cloverfield on the history of the property, his family and his memories of Berwick.
It built around about, do you know?
Hard to say, 1980 to 1900 I should say.
So it would almost be 100 years old?
Could
house.
Be.
Yeah? And when about did your family move in?
1950.
They moved in 1950. That was your whole family,
yes.
Then, your whole family. Would you know about how much your parents paid for the property?
Oh, that £8,000 would be about $16,000.
Yeah. Was it the same size?
Yes.
Or was it
never
the same
changed,
size?
Never changed.
Never changed.
No.
What was the land used for when you arrived, like the previous occupants?
They had a Jersey study, dairying.
Right.
Milking.
Did they? I didn't know that.
Yes, they had to take their milk down to the corner in a jinka.
What, just down to the end of the road?
Yeah, they had to get it up the Beaumont Road. They had to all take their milk.
And they picked it up from there?
Yeah, they trucked it to
Yeah. Well, a lot of the properties in the area, they were Jersey milkers too,
weren't
they?
Well, they were milking area around there.
Your brother-in-law, does he still milk now?
He just came around about the same time before us.
Yeah,
in his
he
farm.
Still milks. Yeah.
He didn't milk straight away. They had fat cattle for a while, and then Gordon went to a dookie or something. And when he came back, they started milking.
Yeah. That property, was it originally your property and his property met?
No.
No, they've never met. There's always been that little bit in between.
Yes.
Yeah. And did you keep on with the milking when you came, like your family?
Oh, we started off pigs and cows and calves, hand milking for a while until we got mechanical. And then we went into cream production. We had to take the cream down to the front gate. We got picked up there. A little stand there where the truck came in and picked it up.
Yeah. Where did that get taken to?
Dandenong.
It got taken into Dandenong, the factory there.
Yes.
Yeah. And was that the milking shed, the old shed down there? We've got a photo of.
Yeah.
That was the milking shed, mechanical.
Mm.
So the size of the property wasn't altered
at
all.
No.
So it's always been the same since the 50s.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long was it before you changed from the dairy into, did you change right into horse adjustment from dairy or
no,
into pigs?
No, we had to,
things first.
We had pigs and cows first, and then when we went overseas, 56, the whole family.
Oh, right.
Then came back and we continued, and we went into whole milk production then.
Right.
Till about 62 or something.
How long did you go overseas?
10 months.
10 months. Was someone living here then?
Yes, we had somebody in to look after the place.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And,
so the horse adjustment's only fairly recent?
About 76.
About 76, yeah. Well, we were just with you almost then, So the dairy business, was that stopped just...
And then we went into fat cattle. I had somebody here with fat cattle on adjustment for a while, and then we went to fat cattle ourselves. Mary Gray's and Angus and stuff. And when Mum and Dad died, I just sold a lot and went into horses.
Were you breeding your own cattle then?
Mm.
You had your own bull and everything?
No, we had AI. Just,
already? Mm. Yeah. All right. You would have been one of the first people to use it around here, wouldn't you?
Oh, no. It's been used for quite a while.
It's been used for a lot of them. Yeah. The horse adjustment, you use it now, is it just it's easier, sort of, it's right, it doesn't take as much. And would it just support property rates and that?
Anyway.
It doesn't pay for it, no. It'd just help with the rates or something, This one, do you have any memories of the house of child? Mum showed me there was one inside photograph. Was that the,
That was the lounge room.
Yeah, that was a lot different. Is most of it the same, like the painting, like the colours and everything is still the same?
It's hard to say. We changed this kitchen colour, I think.
Do you still cook on the stove?
We put that wallpaper on. No, that's we put that stove in. There was a great big old dirty old soap, black soap, got a combustion stove, and this floor was dirty. It's a dreadful mess. That used to be a walk-in pantry there.
The whole room?
No, just part of it. And now there used to be another room, and that sunroom that we built on is only a I'll show you on another contractor. There's only a veranda.
So you actually did up the place when you got here?
Yes, we put on that, and there's 3 or 4 rooms in there. We put bigger windows and bigger window there and bigger window out there, and double doors and a few other odds and ends around.
So you don't cook on the old wood stove anymore?
No, it's just haven't had it.
Most of them have. Oh, never. And since you've been living here in the property, have you noticed many changes in the surrounding area, like the other properties, even perhaps the town? I guess you would have.
Oh,
it's all grown up a lot.
Oh,
it's
changed 4 or 5 times.
Yeah. Do you think the people are a lot different, like than they used to be? Well, sort of people?
Look, you don't get to see many people. When you first came here, we had church, we had 25 people at church, and we could know everybody on the but nowadays you don't even a third.
Yeah, that's like the country now, like you still know people out of the country. Well, I guess Berwick was really the country then. Was the roads along here bitumen, the other main ones, when you first came?
I think Ingalls Road was, but Buchanan Road wasn't.
Buchanan Road wasn't.
The other side of Buchanan.
Yeah, the main street.
After we came, it was temporary sealed like it is now.
Was there anyone still using horse and cart, you think?
Yeah, the fella next door, we used to own that little block down the corner there.
With it?
The first house on the right, left-hand side here.
Yeah.
With power lines going across.
Oh, yeah.
First lot of power lines. There used to be a fella used to look after the power lines there and used to go to the hotel and get a horse and cart. The horse used to be hung half drunk, I think.
So you were allowed to sell off that one block where he lives?
Well, Mum bought it from the SEC, and when Mum died, we sold it.
Oh, right.
Got some money for it, so.
Yeah. And you notice the properties around here, have they been cut up a lot? Or are they still the same sizes like this one?
No.
Yeah, the one down here, the Downs.
It's still the same. And then Wilmot's over there, they're still. Then my brother-in-law's place over there. They're there. Farms are really around here now, all the others have been cut up all.
Yeah. Do you know if these ones, I know there's the subdividing law that they, you know, it's their priority, they can let you or not let you. Are they covered by that too? Is that why they can't sell?
Yes.
So they're all waiting for the laws.
This is a new corridor, we've been in the process of being rezoned or something, I don't know, but it's taken so long.
Do you know what brought your parents, like, to Berwick? Or where did they come from before Berwick?
Well, we used to live in Oakley for 5 years.
Right.
Before that, we lived up in during the war. My father was a bank manager up in Donald for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, I know.
We went to school up there. And
were they farming when they were in the other areas?
No, we've got relations on farms up there in the Wimmera.
Yeah.
On my father's side.
This was the first farming effort, your parents went into. Do you know why they decided to come out?
Well, Dad liked the country there, and Mum wasn't too happy at first, got used to it all.
It was a bit of lack of social life here, I guess, compared to Oakley.
Really way up in the country, even past Oakley, got very
country. Yeah. What did your mum do when she first came here? Like, besides, I guess she had church on Sunday.
Mm.
Was there very many other things?
Oh, she went into Red Cross and things and like that.
Do you know what age your dad retired, like, from farming? Did he farm right up to when he died, or did he sort of hand it over to the children?
I used to do a lot of work when I got out of school.
Yeah.
To come up here.
Yeah.
And we moved up here, so.
So it was really just joint, you and your dad, until he died. It was never a stage when he just said, it's yours now. No, it was always him.
My sister helped too before she got married.
Yeah. She married the next one over, yeah. And is it just you and your sister and the family? There is. And are you the older, or is she? You're the older.
2 years older.
So both of you are working on the land, like your sister. I guess she helps with the property over there.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
She used to do a lot of milking over there with Gordon. But when she was here, she was still going to school, so she and I had to come back on the weekends and help.
Yeah.
On holiday time.
Did you both go to school in Berwick?
No.
No schools in Berwick then?
No.
Where did you have to go?
I was at Saviour for 45 to 49 before I came up here.
Right.
My sister went to Mandeville Hall in Toorak for the week before her, after she came down here.
She's come over and trained for something, is she?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know how old around you were when you left school?
About 17.
About 17, yeah. Did you always want to be a farmer like you?
No, I was just, I was green as... Lucky we had good neighbours and they came out and helped us with pigs and calves and how to milk and all sorts of things.
Yeah.
Dad had a good idea of what to do though. He came from a farming background. And
yeah, well that helped, I guess. His family, are they in farming? Like his brothers and sisters?
He used to be in farming.
Right,
they're all gone now. The whole family's, dad's side is all passed on.
Yeah.
But the children are all still going.
Yeah, are they, are many of them in farming or only?
Oh yes, there's four, six or seven still farming around. But they're finding it difficult now because boys don't want to come onto the lane much now and the girls are all gone out.
They want to go to town.
And, married and
Yeah. But that's, what sort of farms do you know they are?
Wheat and sheep.
They're all in Woomera, Do you like to see this property subdivided, if it was possible?
Yeah, it's the only solution now. Stop with farming.
Financially.
Financially farming. It's too small.
Yeah. Would you prefer, like, would you be happy if they were just made into, say, small farmlets or sort of a housing estate?
Housing estates would be better. Farmlets wouldn't be any good either.
No, but not just like, say, these little things across the road. No. And that's mainly got financially, like it's just, that's fair. Do you think you'd keep any of the blocks, like if they made them into little...
Well, it depends what's going to happen, that's the trouble. I've heard so many rumours, I just heard yesterday, they're thinking it might even get down to 1 acre blocks around here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, when I said housing estates, I thought perhaps you meant even, you know, little house blocks like where...
I don't think any smaller than 2 acres or 1 acre plus.
Yeah, no, it would sort of wouldn't feel the same.
No.
Do you think if it was about, say, 2 acres or so, you'd buy one here? Or?
Oh, probably, yes. These are open.
Do you think you'd stay in Berwick if you went anywhere?
It's hard to say in the future either.
No, you wouldn't move further out, like out in the country?
You probably would, but my sister and brother-in-law might have to go further out. They might. They're going to sell their properties soon.
Do they want to keep farming? Like they want to keep in big farms?
They've got in.
And did you use those stables for anything much when you first came?
We had calves in them. We had a draft horse to do the work in the paddock until we got the tractor.
You had a draft horse, yeah?
Yes. And I just had a horse to ride it and then on.
Yeah. Was there a lot of the... You read a lot of books and things, had a lot of hunts. Did they have hunts here and that?
Yeah, they still do out here. They used to milk their meat at the Berwick Inn.
Oh. Your parents, are they buried in Berwick?
Yes, up in the Berwick Cemetery.
They are, yeah. Do you mind if I ask you when they died? What years?
76, 77.
That was Dad first?
Yes.
And then your mum? Yeah.
Only 6 months between each.
Right, so and they were how old then, do you think?
That was 79 or something.
Right.
Mum was 70 or something.
Yeah. Oh. Other relatives around here, like aunties or anything?
Not around here, up in New South Wales or the Wimmera.
Yeah.
Aunts.
What did you used to do? Around here, like the kids these days, you know, they have videos and things like that. And you would just say you managed to play on the farm, sort of, when you were little?
Oh, yeah, but we weren't little, and I assume Helen was still going to school.
They had balls here down
there? Oh, yeah, balls. There was a picture theatre down there, down on the south side of the highway down here, where foxes and around those shops where there used to be a big. Further down the corner, there used to be a theatre there, picture theatre, and
they
had a lot of pictures, and they had a lot of picture theatres and balls and everything. We used to have great fun.
So probably a lot more than they've got now, really. They don't have any real balls or dances.
They just got TV and it's upset the whole level.
So was there any schools at all in Berwick when you first came? Primary school, perhaps, or not even? Must have been a lot smaller.
Yeah, very small. Primary school was still the state when we came.
Oh, it was.
Catholic school up in the hill there was there.
Yeah. Do you remember how big the shopping centre was? Like, was it only a couple of shops?
The slides of it, I think, very divided road was there, and shops on either side were different to what it was now. There used to be less estate agents, but less banks. They came more afterwards.
Yeah.
This interview helped me a lot with my history option, as there was almost no written history on the property whatsoever. The interview with John Webb was essentially my only source of information, and I'd like to thank Mr. John Webb for his time.